Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Hey, Pablo.
Hello, Paul McCartney online?
Hola, yeah, man, how are you?
Hi, fine, hi. My name is Pablo and we are broadcasting these words in Oceano FM, the media sponsor of your concert in Uruguay.
Excellent. Well, my name is Pablo as well.
Yeah, we are twins.
Yeah, man.
As a tribute to you, our station put two big signs that covered all our building. And the same thing is what we want now to say you in words. Welcome Paul McCartney to Uruguay.
Oh, that's great, man. I've been seeing signs everywhere, at the airport and in town. That's really great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but ask Barry that show you the photographs that I gave him.
I will do, yeah. Great. Thank
okay.
You.
Paul, your ID says that you have more than 70 years old and you have great success for more than 50 years.
Yeah.
When we see you on stage, you make us feel like you're really enjoying every minute and every song you play. Do you really feel that way? Do you really, every day is new for you?
Yeah, you know, it's really good. People ask me, you know, why do I do concerts? I say because I love the music, I love to sing, but the audiences, the fans are so great that, you know, it doesn't get you tired, it's the opposite. It makes you feel energized, you know, muy energetico.
Yeah, and you make us feel the same.
Okay, man. Well, okay. That's great. What more do we want?
Yeah. Last time we had the honor that the video of My Valentine with Johnny Depp and the beautiful Natalie Portman was presented in Uruguay. Tell us about how Stella had the idea and how it's working with her, with your daughter.
Well, yeah. I was just talking about videos and she said, are you going to make a video? I said, well, I don't think so, you know, I don't know. She said, oh, you should do this. And she came up with the idea. She said, you should get Natalie Portman to sign the words to the song. She said, that'd be great, very simple, very beautiful to do. So I did it, and then I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can ring a friend of mine, a guy. So we got a girl and a guy doing it. So I rang Johnny. He immediately said, oh, yeah, man, okay, I'll do it. So that was fantastic. So, you know, Stella has such great ideas. She has great ideas for her clothes, but she also is a very good ideas person. So I said, that's a great idea. So we did it. It went on the internet. It was a big success. And now we use it in the concert, you know. Nice and big on the screen, so it's great. It worked out great, that idea.
Yeah, we saw it last time and we hope to see it again tonight.
Yep, we're going to see it again tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
Just for you.
Oh, thank you. and
you,
tell
Pablo.
Me, she did something new for what we were here tonight with the new songs?
No, Stella didn't do that, but Mary's husband did the Simon, my daughter Mary.
Yeah.
Her husband did the video for Queenie Eye. Maybe you've seen that on YouTube and stuff. The one with Johnny Depp in it and Kate Moss. So it's a family affair, you know. I'm very lucky. I've got a talented family.
Yeah, they have something in the ADN, I think.
I'm having something in the water.
Yeah. Let's go with a little bit to the past. The story of music worldwide is sometimes divided between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Can you tell me how, in 1963, one of your songs, I Want to Be Your Man, became the first hit of the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, we were very good friends. You know, everyone used to think that all the bands didn't like each other. But at that time, you know, we were all just kids together and we were having a great time in London for the first time. And so the Stones were just friends of ours. And me and John happened to see them one day in a taxi. And so we said, and flagged the taxi down. And they stopped and we went for, you know, they gave us a lift home. And we were just talking. And Mick said, you know, hey, we're looking for a song. You know, we need a song. And I said, well, we've got one that could be very good that Ringo... sang on the album. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here because we got the traffic police helping us through the traffic. You can hear it probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was great. So I said, I think I Want to Be Your Man would be a great song for the Stones. So we sent it along to them, and they did it. And that's why, you see, it all happened in the back of a taxi.
Oh, great. A great story. Paul, now we know that you're on the way to the stadium watching the people waving to you and saying hello. So thanks a lot for these words. We wish you a great evening, and thank you again for being the soundtrack of our lives. Thank you for coming
to Pablo,
here.
This month, thank you very much. May I just say hi to your listeners in Uruguay. Thank you for such a beautiful welcome. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at the concert tonight. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a really good time, enjoy ourselves. And thank you very much for being such good fans of mine.
Okay.
Lots
and,
of love.
And one more thing. This year, Oceano FM, we build the first Beatle monument of South America as a tribute to the best band ever. As a member of that group, what do you feel about that? And in a city so far away from Liverpool?
I think it's crazy. It's amazing, you know, because when we first started off, we didn't think anybody outside Liverpool would ever know us. And then we didn't think anybody outside England would know us. And then it was Europe, then it was America, and then it was the world, you know. So it's fantastic, you know, for some guy who was born just a little ordinary guy in Liverpool to be coming to South America and getting such a tribute is a wonderful thing. I thank you very much for it. And let's just keep rocking.
Yeah, I will send you the photographs when it's all done. And thank you again. And I will be there at the stadium. I will rush now there.
Okay. Adios, Pablo.
Bye. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bueno, creo que se notaba un poquito que a uno le temblaba un poco la voz, ¿no? Uno increíblemente podía estar hablando y contestando preguntas Paul McCartney en directo en Océano FM mientras que estaba dirigiéndose en el auto hacia el Estadio Centenario a hacer la prueba de sonido. Lo vamos a seguir repitiendo la nota, estamos muy orgullosos de ella, estamos muy orgullosos que Paul McCartney haya dedicado un rato desde su trayecto, desde el Sofitel, de Hotel Sofitel al Estadio Centenario. Vamos a seguir con el recital de Paul McCartney, vamos a seguir escuchándolo, vamos a estar en el estadio y vamos a seguir compartiendo una y otra vez esta nota, que por supuesto luego va a ser traducida, luego va a ser editada, pero queríamos compartir solamente esa voz, la voz de Paul McCartney para Océano FM y para compartirla con todos ustedes. Hoy, Paul McCartney en el Estadio Centenario. Si todavía no tienen una entrada, tienen que asistir a algo que es histórico. Realmente, más que histórico, es vivir la música por uno de los grandes de todos los tiempos. Los esperamos en el estadio a todos hoy para ver a Sir Paul McCartney nuevamente en Uruguay, aunque parezca mentira. Gracias.